hopes that the computer hacker Gary McKinnon will win his 10-year legal battle against extradition has been raised after a Home Office appointed psychiatrist warned he'd be very likely to attempt suicide if sent for trial in the United States. The Home Secretary Theresa May is expected to announce her decision to Parliament this morning. Earlier I asked Gary's mum Janice Sharp how he's feeling right now.
Very bad, very worried, scared. He's in a dreadful state, really. It's been such a long time.
What did he say to you last?
He doesn't say much. He stays in all the time. He doesn't go out. He sits in the dark with his cats. He finds it very difficult to talk at the moment because he's so tense and so scared. And when people he knows talk about lighter things, he obviously can't relate to anything lighter at the moment.
Is he living with you, Janice?
No, he lives... He shares and he has a carer there all the time, and we are also there every day. And lately, when we leave, he fills up, he's very sort of tearful. It's been, I mean, anyone 10 years and 7 months is an incredibly long time. And I know that I myself, every night I go to bed, I'm terrified, and every morning I wake up, I'm terrified. It's just, it's like waterboarding of the mind, is what I've actually said to someone, and that's how it feels. We've had so many ups and downs. We've had President Obama talking about it, then David Cameron going again to President Obama, and we think it's over, we're home and dry, and it just seems to never end. And it really is having your hopes raised and dashed and being on top of the world and thinking it's finished and then nothing happens. It's so hard. It's so incredibly hard.
And yet there are some within the United States administration who are insisting that they've got every right to try your son, that he caused thousands of pounds worth of damage and disruption.
Well, funnily enough, in July, John Arkila, who's an advisor to President Obama and was an advisor to Donald Rumsfeld, is an expert in cyber warfare and in conventional warfare, and he has come out in July and said to prosecute Gary McKinnon is ridiculous, and that our government should hire him. And one of his colleagues said the same. I was really heartened by that because I thought there must be some kind of sea change going on there for the advisor to President Obama and Donald Rumsfeld to say this. And he's one of the most foremost in his field. So that was quite... And also, a professor of computing at the London School of Economics who gave evidence, he said the £400,000 of financial damage is for passwords and firewalls that should have been installed in the first place. And that was said in court in 2009.
Janice, the stage this is at now is that there has been a report written by psychiatrists about your son, and Theresa May, the Home Secretary, is expected to announce her decision to Parliament, having read those Home Office-appointed psychiatrist reports.
Yes, that's right. And there's been quite a change in those as well. That's given
You've
us,
seen those supports, those reports,
oh,
haven't
yeah,
you?
Of course. But it's given us quite a lot of hope because now they agree with Gary's psychiatrist, and one of Gary's psychiatrists is also a Home Office-approved expert, Dr. Vermeulen. And Professor Murphy and Fahey, who are the Home Office-approved ones, now agree with all of Gary's psychiatrists.
What does the report say, Janice?
I actually got the phrase here. What it says is it's clear from this Dr. Vermeulen's report there is a significant risk of suicidal behaviour and that Mr. McKinnon will do what he has threatened for the last 3 or 4 years if extradition proceeds. On this specific point, we cannot offer reassurance to the authorities who are dealing with this case. And Murphy and Professor Murphy and Professor Fahey then comment and say, Dr. Vermeulen's reports are the most thorough and considered documents that we have read in this case. So they are saying he absolutely would take his own life. But what a lot of people don't know is also Dr. Vermeulen has said that Gary's unfit for trial. And Professor Simon Baron-Cohen has said Gary is intelligent and is systemizing at an advanced level, but his emotional age is that of a child. So, but apart from that, Gary saw a neurologist when he was 16 years old, when he was losing his mental faculties. He was referred to a neurologist again. Gary's grandmother had lifelong schizophrenia, and My grandmother was in a mental institution for 50 years and died there. So all of that evidence is in with the Home Office. So it's not a case of it only being Asperger's. There's very much more to Gary's case. It's actually unique, and there's very much more to it than other people haven't really known up until now.
And yet it seems, Janice, that your son's destiny, his future, will depend on this report, which we will hear about. And you mentioned the study there by Professor Declan Murray and Professor Tom Fahey of the Institute of Psychiatry.
Yep.
What else have they said in that report about your son?
Oh, God, it was a great big long report. They're basically agreeing with Dr. Vermeulen and saying that his are the most considered documents that we have read in this case.
And Gary is threatening to kill himself if he's extradited.
It's not that he's threatening, it's that this, and all of the doctors who have expertise in Asperger's have said that his autistic logic compels him to do this because, in his opinion, that Gary never leaves North London. He never goes abroad on holiday. He has always got his family around him. So for someone like this to be taken to the other side of the world away from everything they know is like a death sentence. And also with the medical history in our family, which they've also got evidence of, it's all in NHS records, the very least that would happen to Gary, in my opinion, is irreversible mental damage. That is a death sentence, apart from anything else.
You secured the support of the Lib Dems while they were in opposition. What are they saying now?
Nothing, really. I mean, yes, they stood by my side outside the Home Office, and Nick Clegg was there, Danny Alexander was there. I mean, there was lots of them, but I haven't, since actually they got into power, I don't really hear anything. Lord Carlisle is very good. He always answers my emails, and he was an advisor in terror laws, and he has been very nice and always responds and seems helpful.
Are you hopeful at this stage?
Well, incredibly, because the difference in the report is so different that they would say that Gary would take his own life and that they can offer no reassurance. That is in line with Justice Mitting's criteria. Justice Mitting says that if someone has a mental condition that makes them compelled to take their own life, the extradition can be refused.
You know, you're talking to me as a spokesperson and you're fighting for your son, and I understand why. The reality is you're a mum and you know that this decision will lead either to your son being in this country and you feeling that he's safe here, or sending him on a passage where you think he might take his own life. That's an incredible amount of pressure on you.
It's been an incredible amount of pressure for a long time. It's the only thing that exists in our life day to day. It's the only thing I talk about anymore. It's what I work on from I get up in the morning till 2 o'clock the next morning, because I'm fighting for his life, and it's completely, completely disproportionate. And this isn't only as a mum speaking. If an American commits a crime on American soil, they cannot be extradited. It's against the Constitution. It cannot happen. So how on earth don't we have equal rights to Americans? This is the only country in the world that will extradite their own the way that we are doing. Even Ireland and France won't extradite their own nationals. It's different if somebody had been in another country physically and had run away and was a fugitive. That's what extradition was for, to bring back fugitives who had committed a heinous crime.
And Janice, just remind me just one last time, because this is about Gary, the state that Gary is currently in before he receives this announcement from Theresa May. Just describe when you see him what he's like.
Terrible. He's full. He can't speak. He's tense. His eyes are full, he's tearful. He's lost 10 years of his youth, he's lost 10 years of his life, and what he did prior to the extradition treaty even being written. He is completely, and he's so talented, he's an excellent musician. He no longer, for years, has been able to touch an instrument because he can't deal with what it brings up. He is not allowed to go online, he has no outlet, he has no life. The only thing he has is his cats, and thank God for them.